Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 16th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Ivan Zininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a nurses' strike in Zimbabwe that has crippled hospital operations.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, we are on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
And those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the industrial action by nurses in Zimbabwe.
This involves treating people early in their infection.
The nurses have given government a 14-day ultimatum, which expired on Sunday, to address their grievances or face an industrial action, which they had they held a meeting for with the government officials and other stakeholders before going on strike today, with the state promising to review their allowances.
The government at the weekend promised to review night duty, rural and other allowances with effect from this coming Wednesday.
The strike, which comes a few weeks after junior doctors downed their tools, making similar demands, has paralyzed the state hospitals countrywide.
Ibambe mahlabezulu ngalichona njalo laphelikhona kona ngapho thina lapha lo Evans siyaphila sibili. Ye udabe singalo lamhlanje sihlolisisa kona okwenzakala eZimbabwe lapho ke ama honest kube omongi esebekhalela kona imsebenzi. Siyakwazi ukuthi bafuna ukuthi kukhuphulwe lokho kuthiwa ngama night duty allowances. Kuzobuya lamanye njalo ama-allowances okuhambelana lawona lawo abathi batshele uhulumende ukuthi akwenze, kodwa uhulumende kazange akwenze. Uhulumende bamnika amalanga alitshumi lane, 14 days, ukuthi alungise khonokhu. So i-14 days yangkhona iphele izolo. Ngakho-ke bathe nxa sokunjalo engalungisanga lutho sokumele ukuthi bona bangene emgwaqweni. Siboneke ke lapha-ke amabandla atshiyeneyo ekhuluma kakhulu egcona uhulumende esithi lokho akwenzeka kulunganga. Bathe okunye okwangikhona ikuthi le bandla le-ZANU PF selithenga izimoto ezinhle kakhulu, kodwa onesi nabodokotela benganakekelwa nguhulumende. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kunjani khona ngapho ezibhedlela lapho elikhona. So ke Evans, kume njalo mfowethu.
Ay, baba Dube.
Kunjani mfowethu?
Ay, ngiyaphila, unjani wena?
Kuhle ukubona.
Ngiyakubona.
Yeah.
So tiri kunzwa kuti manesi vatanga chitereka vari kuratidzira kumusha uku. Nyaya iri yekunzi mari anzi dzishoma. Tiri kunzwawo pano kuti vakatopa hurumende kuti masvondo maviri vanofanirwa kunge vapedza kugadzirisa nyaya dzavo. Zvisinei shoma masvondo acho ndiwo akapera musi wesvondo aya. Saka izvezvi kutaura kwatiri kuita uku, manesi ari munzira izvezvi vari kuratidzira vachiramwa mabasa, vachiti hakuna chinofamba kusvika vabvumirana vataurirana nehurumende. Ivowo vehurumende vari kunzi mubva mumisangano yavakaita vachiwirirana zvibvumirano zvavakaita nemanesi kusvika pari nhasi hazvisati zvagona kuzadziswa. Saka nyaya iyi iri kuenderera mberi, ndo yatiri kuda kuti tikurukure nezvayo nhasi. Tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu kwamuri, tinzwewo maonero enyu kuti zvii zviri kuitika zvogadziriswa sei. Ameno kuti munozvionawo sei.
Yes, kunjalo kemfowetu. So there is a letter from the Zimbabwe Nurses Association that was written on the 15th of April 2018. And you know what they were saying is that they were held a meeting with the hospital superintendents and the Minister of Health and the Minister of Health, Paranay Nyatwa, and the Minister of Finance, pastors, elders, and other people, and the Zina executive. So they were saying that with effect from the 19th of April, allowances that were supposed to be paid, it's like the first one, the night duty allowance, which was supposed to be paid for grades D1 to D4 at the rate of $217 to $303, that is the money. Then the standby allowance for rural health center staff to be paid at the rate of $240 for grades C5 to D4, right? Then a post basic allowance of $70 for one and $80 for two. So meaning that what they want mainly are allowances. And then at the end of the day, they were saying grading and advancement arrears to be paid on the same date. So they are looking forward to having this, but the government apparently has not been working the way they want. So maybe there's a problem there.
There definitely is a problem because the numbers that we are looking at here, Gibbs, I tell you, looking at what's been going on, you know, basing it from what we saw when the doctors were on strike and the kind of figures they were talking about and the sudden jump, you know, to these kind of numbers, it's going to be fascinating to see how the government handles this one. But of course, the nurses, from a different angle, they deserve to get paid for the service they provide.
That's right.
I don't know.
And according to the government, you know, government revenues actually went up in the first quarter to $1.1 billion compared to the last
financial.
That's right.
All right.
In the last quarter last year, so meaning that maybe there's money trickling into the economy, and they are saying it's because of the presence of a new president.
So,
they are saying things are moving. So maybe the government is getting money. We don't know.
But is the money available to service all these things
at
the moment? Because remember, Zimbabwe is coming from the doldrums. The economy has been literally been silent.
Almost comatose, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
So now once they start getting some little bit of cash coming in, definitely there is a lot of things they need to do.
Yes. So okay, ngesintu lapho singakutsho singathi ke kukhanya kwaba lomhlangano mhlaka 15 April owawulabantu abanjenge Minister of Health, kuzobuya u Minister uParanyatwa, kuzobuya ke labavela ku Minister of Finance, ama pastor labanye abantu banjalo lezina executive lapha bavumelana khona ukuthi kuze siyafika umhla ka 19 April kumele uhulumende sebhadale imali efika ku 217 kusiya ku $303 iyamanes aku D1 laku D4 lapha ke ngama categories abo ama grades ankhona kuzobuya lokho kuthiwa is standby allowance yama rural areas babe futhi ukuthi ibhadalwe 240 for grades C5 kusiya ku D4. So bafuna ukuthi la imali le ibhadalwe njengakhonoko. Kuzobuya ukuthiwa i-post basic allowance. Ukuthi-ke nxa sukule allowance i-basic salary kubesekusiba i-post yangkhona sokusiba i-$70 abayifuna khonapho. Kuzobuya la ma-grades ukuthi akhuphulwe ngendlela efunakalayo. So ke kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Ndiri zvere zvatiri kunyatsonzwa izvi kana kuti tiri kukanganisa kuzvinzwa. So musangano uyu wakaitwa musi wa 15 uyu.
That's right.
Ndo wakanga wakazara. Uri kutaridza kuti wanga uine vese vazhinji vanga vakakokwa, manga mune vafundisi vakuru vemakambani vehurumende naivo vaparire Nyatwa, kupota rezveutano vanga varimo mumusangano iwoyo vachitaura kunzi kubva musi wa 19 April semamirira zvakaitwa pano patsamba iri pano. Pari kutarisirwa kunzi vana chiremba, manesi, vana mukoti vese, vane magrade anotangira pa D4 zvichikwira, vari kuda kuti mari dzavo dai dzakwidzwa dzasvitswa ku $240 C5 zvichienda kumusoro, post basic allowance zvichireva mari yavanofanirwa kutanga kuwana kuseri kwemuhoro wavo wepamwedzi itangire pa $70 zvichikwira zvichienda kumusoro, uye vari kuda kuti magrade avo aramba achivandudzwa zvichikwira zvichienderana nekuwirirana kwavakaita nemumusangano wavakapinda.
I think we've got our first guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF member of parliament for Pelanda Wampopoma. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
We are really fine, and we are told that not all is well in hospitals. Tell us a bit about what is happening, because we are told people are being turned away because the nurses are on strike.
Well, I've since heard that kind of rumor. I'm yet to really ascertain it myself, but I've heard that if this is what is happening, then it would be very unfortunate and a sad day, really, in Zimbabwe to have one of our integral services being put off like that. And I surely hope that the executive will take this as seriously as it definitely deserves to address these issues. Mm-hmm. We need the minister involved to really now jump out and think outside the box and make sure that he gets these crucial men and women to come back to continue saving lives. We know that already. They are working under difficult conditions. They are not well equipped. Medication is hardly available. So they have been working with the little that has been available to try and save lives. And look, when it comes to that, we should not really try and politicize this thing, but rather look at it you know, holistically to say what is the best way forward to make sure that we get these great men and women to come back to their stations, because sickness, unfortunately, does not choose. It can come to anybody, anytime. So we don't want to play around with such kind of sensitive things. We need to put our hands together. The executive needs to really, really run around this time and make sure that we correct this.
Thank you so much, Siyabonga kakhulu, sicela uhambe khonapho ke Baba Chuma. I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Dr. Elopu Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining us. So I think you can go ahead.
Good evening, Doctor. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Great. We are in the middle of a crisis here. The nation is crumpling down there. It's on the knees, begging for a service that is not being accessed. The nurses are on strike. And we also hear places like Harare, Chitungwiza, areas around Belvedere, they've been hit by a serious cholera attack. And this is all happening while the nurses are not willing to go back to work. What is the government doing, as far as you are concerned, to try and correct this anomaly?
Thank you very much for the question. I honestly do not know what the government is doing to correct the anomaly. What I'm clearly aware of is that there is extensive suffering, both at central hospitals, provincial hospitals, district hospitals across the country. Maybe across the country is an exaggeration. I can certainly say, tell you that in Pindura, there were no nurses at all today. And therefore, it means that the problem of access to health care is being compromised to an extensive extent. What are the root causes of the problem? The root causes of the problem, well, I may not know all of them, because I'm not part of the Ministry of Health. However, the issue of remuneration of health care workers has dogged this country at least for the last 30 years. And there was, I think, several knee-jerk reactions which did not accommodate the composite of health care delivery.
Okay.
When the Yes, sir.
All right. So from where you are standing, you know, from an analysis perspective, what do you see on the ground right now? How is the situation? How bad is it?
If there is an epidemic of cholera, in addition to all the diseases that we have in the country, the fractures that we have, the road traffic accidents that we have, the diarrheas that we have, the heart problems that we have, the asthma that we have, and there are no nurses in the hospitals at every level or at majority levels, then we have a huge problem. Because these guys, our patients, our compatriots, will not access healthcare delivery.
And as the Nurses Association, what steps have you taken to try and engage the government further to try and understand the situation and help it?
I'm not a nurse, and therefore I'm not part of the Nurses Association, and I'm also not part of the Health Doctors Association. However, my understanding is that the government has given an undertaking to address the nurses' grievances. And that undertaking has not been seen through.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's been seen through, the nurses have made the decision that they will withdraw their labor until this is addressed.
All right.
Agreement signed between the government and the nurses. And the agreement is not being honored by part. By one side, and that one side is not honoring the agreement appears at the moment with the government and government departments.
All right. I know. I see. Thank you so much. Let's hold you there for a little bit. We'll come back to you. Let's take another caller.
Yeah. What is going on? Baba Ndlovu. What's going on? Baba Ndlovu. Unjani?
Kona njani la?
Siyaphila Ndlovu. Ungathini ngodaba lo Ndlovu?
Sinamani ezikoda ke ugovernment vele sikuwa almost ama 800 and something ama standby allowance zingasibinganga wona. Since July we've not been paid ama standby allowance, ama night duty allowance. Lokhu kusipromisa kuphela sifila amafomu ehamba kwayo SSB bengabhadali lutho.
So kona ukuthi likhalale Baba Ndlovu, likubona ukuthi kulungile sibili ukuthi likwenze khonokho.
Azikhalalanga vele sesifile yathi ngezidala asihambe emsebenzi singadlanga yini anje umuntu umele akambe umsebenzi ledli xa umuntu owathi $800 angayiholanga endula abantwana uyafundisa abantwana uyadla umele ageze emsebenzini umele uhambe udlile emsebenzini awulazidiza ukusebenzisa zonke zelo zinto zibuya emuntwini ama-uniforms adaka izicathulo sezadakuka konke uzifaka kuriski uyakusithi uzabukenzala anje onke umuntu usebenzele utathola izuzu.
Hawu uyakutshala sibili Ndlovu. Nxa singacela sibili ukuthi utshele abantu ukuthi elikufunayo lokhu nalokhu nalokhu yini Ndlovu?
Sifuna ukubhadala ama-standby allowances zabayizikweletu zethu ama-820 njalo bathi bona bangezela imali yethu le ama-standby allowance yakuma-100 and something yona i-$72 ayeqale ngayo bengasiphanga. So umuntu angathi ngiza kunika ngungezelele yine velelani yakudala encane engakuphanga.
So
abantu ukuthi amanensi lawa alambile njengabo njiba la bedubeka kula mali elizweni akulani sikhola ama-$400 uyayitshintsha ku-30 20% lokuzenini usala le mali ivele khonapho amanensi vele silambile so sihlele sidla silakudla asilaa siwatshanga sikani asisobe sihambe emsebenzini vele singazayo sithiwa izimali zethu.
Ye Ndlovu, abantu bafisa ukuthi ubatshele la ngesikhiwa khonapho sibile ukuthi ufunani ungasuki futhi lecingweni ubulokhu kukhona khonapho. So can you tell them in English what you guys are demanding?
Actually, we're demanding our standby allowances. These are long overdue. Since July, we haven't been paid those allowances. Night duty, standby, on call, all those allowances been kept filling those forms and sending them to SSB, but no one is looking at them and they are not being paid anything. So we are hungry, the inflation, things are going up every day, and we are now destitute. And then how can a destitute go in the work?
So you are saying that even your the things that you wear actually worn out, and tell us a bit about that.
And we are actually being drafted by all
you are being paid, but you've got nothing to show. Yes. That was Mr. Ndlovu. Can he hear? You know, he's really not happy about what is going on.
Right. No, I hear that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. Are these nurses supposed to get uniforms from the government?
Maybe he can answer that. Yeah.
Do you want him to ask him now?
Yes,
or?
Yes.
Ah,
go
okay. Mkoma. Hello?
Hello.
I was going to ask a question, you know, as a follow-through to what you've been telling Ugibsi Lakuti. Is the government supposed to finance the uniforms that you wear to work as nurses?
Yes, it's support to finance it. They're financing at a tune of $15. What can you buy with $15 a month?
Yes.
There's soap, there's a uniform, there are shoes, there's a polish for those shoes. They're supposed to be presented to. What can you buy with $15 a month?
Hey, so what happens when you fail to acquire the required specific uniforms that they want you to wear at work? Because you cannot afford them.
You are charged. You are not wearing the proper uniform. So what can you buy with $15 as a uniform allowance?
Mm-hmm.
The real allowance is almost $15. But if someone comes from town to the rural area to do something, you paid $40 a day for accommodation, but you are staying in the rural areas, you are being paid $15 a month. So you see, the discrepancy there is too much.
What rationale do they use to justify the numbers they award to rural and to urban members of the Nurses Association?
I don't know what criteria they use, but that was what I'm telling you, that when they come down here, they are paid $40 for accommodation only, and they are only paid $15 for staying in the rural areas for the whole month.
I see. Hey, Nyamuzwa. No, Nyamuzwa.
That's pretty tough, yeah. So, kunzima for you.
Hai, kunzima. Zakaoma. Zakaoma, tizive kuti variko variko zvikwanisa sei. Mukoma varikutsanangura pano kuti vari kupiwa mari inoita madhora gumi nemashanu, $15 pamwedzi sanesi kuZimbabwe kuti mari iyoyo yemukwanire kutenga zvipfeko uniform yekuti apfeka achienda kubasa. Akachena white, bhutsu dzavo dzakanaka dzinofanirwa kupenya penya dziaidzi.
Ne brown.
$15
you know the brown shoes, eh?
Yes, I know those shoes. Nice, the, you know.
And when you're a woman, you need stockings.
Of course, and you know, and also this is white.
Yeah.
You need to keep it clean.
Yeah.
For $15 a month.
Yeah. Honorable Chuma, it appears if this is a very tough situation. How do you rectify such things as a ruling party? You are ruling and you are looking to be elected in the next general elections. How do you tackle such things?
Well, definitely what the other caller, I think it was Mr. Ndlovu, who seems to actually be a mess himself, was talking about is a very frightful and miserable state of affairs for the nursing industry. And we as the ruling party really must be working around the clock to make sure that all those concerns and issues that Mr. Ndlovu was bringing up here and looked at and dealt with the seriousness that these concerns deserve. Like I said earlier on, this cannot be a game of politicking when you talk of such a service as the nursing service, because we speak of a life here, life and death. So I'm hoping that very soon we should be meeting as a party in the Central Committee. These are the issues that we are going to bring up to say the government as the executive, what is it that they are doing to make sure that we avert such issues like that? Because we don't have to actually wait when these people give us 14 days and notices, wait until that 14 days is expired without any meaningful reaction to such grievances. We shouldn't be caught flat-footed like that. So it's a cause of concern. It's a matter of saying that the concerned ministry really must account to this. They must tell us, even as parliament, I'm going to be raising this in parliament to say, how do we come to a point whereby we end up having such situations whereby we're not giving each other ultimatums and deadlines and still ignore those deadlines until we get to a point whereby a strike commences. It should never be like that. People must be sensitive to such industries or service industries. There must never be a point in time when we allow for such people to end up acting the way that these guys have acted. And you cannot blame them, really, because if he's telling you with that sincerity to say that, what can $15 do for him? You cannot buy a pair of shoes for $15. Later on, what more of the sheds, the trousers and stuff like that. And he needs to eat, he needs to pay rent out and feed the family and stuff like that. So yes, they have a point, and we need to actually be sensitive to such a plight and make sure that it's addressed.
Thank you,
a bigger picture to say, and then it comes to probably our way that we have set up this minimum wage thing, which is killing our country and the economy at large, but this thing must be looked into.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma, and stay on the line. Maybe we can switch over to Dr. Elopis Sibanda.
Hey, Dr. Sibanda, are you still here, Doctor?
Evening in Zimbabwe, yes.
Ah, yeah, thank you. Okay, so we are looking at a situation here that's getting out of hand, that's getting out of control. Now, the government will stand on one side and claim to have made agreements with the nurses. The nurses will stand on the other side and claim that nothing is happening. We've just been hearing stories about a $15 monthly allowance for a nurse to keep clean and look good for what they are paid to do. And going forward, do you think it's a reasonable number to give a nurse every month so they keep good and look good coming to work?
I certainly don't. I certainly don't. But I think what has precipitated this current strife is a failure of our good government to try to coordinate their response to the doctor's request with the nurses. Doctors do not work in isolation. They cannot work in isolation. So in responding to doctors' demands, you must respond to the demands of the nurses. You must respond to the demands of the laboratorians. We must respond to the demands of the pharmacists.
It's a full package.
It appears to me that the pressure from the doctors who had a month-long strike resonated. Mm. However, the government responded by replying the doctor's demand without replying the team's demand. All these guys work as a team. No doctor can work without a nurse. No doctor can work without a laboratory. No doctor can work without a pharmacist. And it would have been more appropriate and prudent to respond to this as a package for the health sector rather than a package for a selected group of health sector workers.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I think, is the root cause of the problem that we are now seeing.
Doc, I hear you there loud and clear. We have a caller online. I'm going to come back to you with another question because there have been people talking around the areas where they are saying every time it's an election year, it's also time for civil servants to cash in on salary rises and allowances and all that. I will come back to you and get your response on that in as far as the nurses and doctors' strikes and what's going on is concerned. Let's get the next caller before we come back to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's get to the next caller.
Mfundisi Moyo.
Yeah, Mfundisi Moyo, kunjani?
Magadibo Gibbs, the one with
his. Tripo Edu, Magadi Baba.
I was looking at your chair. Now we in the window, what does Kurun, you know, that the grand one in Mukan and Torres and Fundis, William by Ashamari. Zimbabwe ngai gono kupa madokuta zvanoda kuti vanhu vagone kupora nokuti vasina mari vanoparara vane mari vanobuda zvinoshaga ina private saka madokuta kana chishima chanzi zvarokukumbira dai vakazama kuti vavabatsire kuti zvigone kubatsira nyika nevanhu vese nokuti zvinorwadza kuti munhu unongaida kuti aende operation unoda kuti auda kubereka mwana apa dokuta hapana kunonzi munhu wafa saka zvinorwadza zvikuru dai mari Zimbabwe vane utungamiri hwayo yakagona kupa madokuta zvi nemanezi varokuda nokuti ndopano upenyu hwese nokuti kana munhu pasina kurapiwa hapana upenyu saka taitokumbirisa zvikuru kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti ngavagone kupa vanhu ava zvavari kuda kuti vanhu vagone kurama ende mberi nekuti upenyu hwevanhu hwakakosha ndo vanhu zvevavo vavanofamba vachikambenya kuti vavavhotere zvino kana vakasadero kuti vavabatsire vakatadza kuvaona kuti varapiwe vanorapiwa kupi nekuti zvakafanira kuti mukati menyika meri kana muchinge manda kuti nyika yedu pachayo pachokwadi kunoratidza kuti haina care nevanhu haina care nevanhu kuti kana madhokuta achikumbira akabvira kudhaida vamapiva zvakati zvakati ngavavape nekuti ndopano upenyu hwevanhu ipapo nodai chi vanhu dai vaigona kuzvirapa vaizvirapa voga saka ngavagone kuti nyika yedu yeZimbabwe neminister of health kana nemamadhokuta akamira ngavabatsire kuti vanhu vapiwe mari yekuti nyika irapiwe nyika ipore chiedza chekudenga
chinyika
kuti kana zvakasaderi
hamaa
zvikuru hama dziri kufa mutambudziko
regai ndikubatei muromo muri ipapo mufundisi zvino zvoitwa sei nekuti iko zvino izvi vana chiremba vanga variwo mustrike mazuva aperayo manesi ndivo vari panyanga izvezvi vari kustrikawo pamwe tichaonawo mamwe mapazi ehurumende nekusiyana kwavo achipindawo mustrike maticha anga atotanga pakazovharwa zvikoro apa zvoitwa sei zvii zvamunofungawo kuti hurumende ingaite kuti muive nekugadzikana manesi amire zvaari kuita izvi basa rifambe zvakanaka
aiwa kufungwa dzangu nemaonero angu andinoita munoona kanzi besi gita rakatangararira uye zvikakuriwo matena kureva kuti nemanesi wandowo mugove
ngavala pe vanhiva vakafanana manesi madhuku namateacher ngavapiwe zvakakodzera nokuti vanhu vanobatsira upenyu hwedu tose kuva kwano kwatiri takavara pamuzvipatara takabva muzvikoro sanga vagone kuti vanhu vapiwe mugove yavo ndozvinofa kuti zvite nyika izvo zvakakosha nokuti urwere chini chinotambudza munhu aungafamba aungadrivhi aungaiti pozini chirwara sanga vagone kupa kuchipatara ndokuno upenyu hwedu tose ngavape manesi madoctors mari vovapa zvavanoda kuti zvinhu zvigoita mberi because munyika munezva mune mari kumangoda kava nemari zhinji uku mune mamaini mazhinji ezvi vari kufamba vachipa masoja mari vachifamba ita zvemavhoti ngavapeiva vanorapa vanhu ndokunobva chaunga chinovhotera vanhu kuti kana chipatara kasava nokugare nyika inofa vana mbuya vari kufa vana vadiki vari kufa nenhumbu vari kufa vanoziva kuti zvakafana nezvekubika medu vezimbabwe ikava kuti maaneri maguru tokumbira kudai nyika yezimbabwe ikaita kuti iite zvinodiwa vanhu vanoda kuvapuwe mari nekuti vada mari kakudzidza kavakaita unesi wavo vada mugove kana president akashava mugove anotodawo mari kuti aupresident uda kukora zvakasiyana nesusi vafundisi tinongonamati tichinamatira vanhu zvokudai zvaigona taiwanisa kuti zvaramba
tinochinamatira
vanhu tichitaura mumvura
mufundisi takunzwai takunzwai mufundisi nguva yedu iri kuita ichiti nzvenga pane vamwe vakamira zvakare vanodawo kupinda muchirongwa asi mashoko amataura akakosha tamanzwa ndovimbawo neveruzhinji rwenyika vakateerera vari kukunzwaiwo zvamuri kutaura tovimba vakuruwo vanonzwa vanofanira kugadzirisa vachateererawo vagoita kuti zvinhu zvinake
aiwa tinotenda but munyika medu muya vatere makatova manesautitakuti varwadziwa vateereri vanhu vayavanhu vari selfish
aya zvakanakai mufundisi ticharamba tichikutsvagai mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvinotevera uyamuzwawo mufundisi baba Gibbs
unyamuzwa kakhulu mufundisi utini mufundisi
ei mufundisi uti kuyabhedha
kuyabhedha
ya avari kuti zvinhu you know he's reaching out to issues to do with humanity issues to do with complacency uniformity he wishes the government would come out and say everybody across the board deserves a raise instead of focusing on
doctors only.
They seem to share the same sentiment.
So let's go to Baba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, look at Sly. Baba Ndlovu, ukhona cingweni?
Yeah, ngikhona.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu ungunesi, Baba Ndlovu uyasitshela ukuthi uhamba njani lapha. So Baba Ndlovu, njengoba lingekho emsebenzini khona manje, abalethuseli yini umbuzo wokuqala? Wesibili, pho nxa libona abantu bengayo ezibhedlela kulithinta njani enhliziyweni khonoko
ye hayi wothisela sethusela but nxaku abantu babo ezibhedlela lathi kulisizi ngoba lathi siphakathi kokudubeka nxa udubeka singathi wena nxa ungahlalwa ngamalahle akuqala ukudilita semhlane wakho ungakadilita omunye semhlana so sidilita wethu first siyabacabanga abantu but amalahle asemhlane yethu phela umele siwathintithe lenisesesithintitha lana asehlezi labana sibabonayo
so siyabona kule ncwadi eyabhalwa mhla ka-15 April 2018 lapha lanza khona umhlangano le-minister of health and child care kuzobuya lo minister uParanyi Nyato la wayekhona kuzobuya ke le minister of finance lamapastor lezina executive so kwavunyelwana ukuthi kumele kubhadalwe mhla ka-19 April into zinjenge-night duty allowance eka-D1 lo-D4 ibe $217 kusiya ku-$303 akusitshele ngodaba lolu
kuzenini but into ekhona yokuthi sasivele mele nasakhola mhla ka-13 kwakumele imali kumphiwe khonapho sihole imali yangikhola zange siphiwe yapho kungena kwabanye abalutshwana engekobhinda kwangena nga-102 bantu abaphoma ma-1000 something thina abalenzi esibhati ziutanje imali etanasuo july izinto efika kulo kuze kuthi january sisafika amafomu kwasenda ama-emails e-SSB sizayiphiwa but isasisika kwaba yisalari kuphela so laba sikhuluma ngezikwelete into eyasibhuwayo ukuthi nge-payday ezikwelete zazibhadalwa kwenza sitele ukuthi ngo-april kwakuthiwa kune-managers allowance kule-rural allowance ozozidinga wami rezibhadala mhla ka-13 but kazibhadalanga zabhadala amanesi nje almost engeye is 5% of amanesi ababhadalwayo imali ezidedethayo yilezi ezizibuhlungu kakhulu
so imali ezingani umuntu omunye lo munye okumele abhadalwe ingaba $800 yama-allowance wona lawo
abanye ba-800 kusukisela kujulayi kusiyafika kuma-1000 khona lapho
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe Ndlovu ungayikhatshana sibili. So Mr. Ndlovu is explaining exactly what is going on. And he says, you know, there are odd lots of money. And he says it's in the region of between $800 to $8,000, which was supposed to be paid on the 13th of this month. And that money has not been paid.
This is the agreement they had with the minister.
That's right. Following some meetings that they had. So he's saying, no, now they cannot continue like that. So let's go maybe to Honorable Chuma or Ekola.
All right. So
we've got Lunga Ekola.
We have Mr. Lunga there. Okay. We had thrown in a question. Was that for Mr. Chuma? The one that people are pointing fingers at civil servants today and saying every time it's election time, it's cash in time for civil servants.
Maybe Honorable Chuma can
I think that one is for Honorable Chuma, right?
Yes, yes.
Honorable, did you get that one?
Yes, I got it. I think there's an element of some truth. You see, we've got a very literate bunch of civil servants, and they really know where to sort of hold the government to some corner. But you see now, I think they must also realize that there's now a bit of a shift and change in that kind of position. We are slowly moving away from the former government's or rather regime's point of view of populist decision to say they're going to fight the one at the expense of the economy. I don't think this new government is going to take that route. So really, they must be careful in that kind of scenario, because we clearly saw the stoppage of those youths, we call the youth officers. So if this kind of government can take such a risk to stop all that kind of all that number of youth supposedly linked to ZANU-PF, and the government just stops it because the thing is not economically viable. This issue of bargaining because there's elections, civil servants ought to really think twice about it. I don't think they'll win this one, because this one is about reviving the economy of Zimbabwe and making Zimbabwe work once again and have everybody's life sort of leveled. So people must really think seriously about it. That's why I always say that we need to debate, because what we do can affect the economy, and whether positively or negatively. So we really need to be appreciative and know that we're trying to resuscitate something that was almost dying. So
Honorable, regai ndugu bate muromo mbichana muri papo timbonzo, pane mterere varipa redu, varikuda kutaura, pamwe mterere inemio pamwe mbunzo, wawaina ono kuna kubata bata ya mkatibatira kupindura. Valunga? Halo?
Halo, baba Lunga, kunjani?
Mkwana kunjani
tu. Nya pila mfoe tu, hivi zombali.
Ama Lunga.
Yeah, Lunga. Akutsho phela Lunga lapho uyezithu kuyafiwa lapho. So wena ungaphi khonapho?
Oh, mina ngisejohannesburg.
Yeah, akutsho Lunga. I'm honest, bakhalele phela imsebenzi. Wena ukubona njani?
Yeah, kuthi lento ithanda ukuba yinkinga ngoba akukudalanga nje uhulumeni lethembisa abantu labo ukuthi ababuyele emsebenzini then bazobabonelela izidingo zabo. Kodwa ke ngiyakhola ukuthi labantu abakatholi nesenti kuleyo zithembisa abathembiswe nguhulumente ukuthi babuyele ezibhedlela ukufika manje. So manje sebayastrike njalo ukhomba khona ukuthi akabe nani noma yini nje sebayitholile mhlambe engabasiza kuloku kade bekustrike levele ngoba kuvukeka iminyaka nominyaka manje bayastrike. Koso kuthanda manje ukuphambana nazo zonke izethembiso ezithenjiswayo ukuthi ndiba kunohulumente omzali manje kuzame ukuthuthukisa ilizwe. Manje ulithuthukisa kanjani ilizwe njengoba manje kukhanya kunganto neyi-one nje kubonakala abantu bengabambelela kize. Ngoba uma silandelela nje ekulweni lo government ka-Ian Smith ngalesi khathi kuthiwa kulwela inkululeko bekulwela ukuthi abantu bekhululeke. Abakhiwa endle besicindezele kodwa-ke siyathela ukuthi emabhenki besingena nayo imali siyithola singasheshi nalokho ezibhedlela kunje besingena ezibhedlela sithole ukuthi yonke into siyithola singasheshi nalokho but kumanje sesikhululekile kungani sesidonsa nzima kangaka ekubeni uhulumente ngoba kunyama futhi ila esithembele khona mpela isasiyila yini pho esasiyibela nakebeni mavunje
ya so kuyakudanisa kakhulu lokho.
Hey lokho mfethu kuyabulala hayi kudanise kukhona ukudanise ngoba ngitshela bona abafowethu abasebenza ezibhedlela amaningi amadokotela bani abanalutho imali abayitholi kodwa-ke ezindlini zabo kuyadingeka ukudla kuyadingeka ukuthi babhathalela abantwana bezikoleni kufuneka nje yonke into nje amalayithi amanzi kuyabhadalelwa ngitshela bazoyithi into enjengaleyo okuyisona isiphokotela sendawo kufanele ukuthi uhulumente uphakamele njengoba manje kuyokhetheni lezi zethembi sezithembisa abantu ngubani ongabambelela kuze manje makuthi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
manje anti sizile ukuthi uthenga izimoto nje eziningi ezikhandlahlela ukhetho abantu bangaludla yini ukhetho lolizayo.
So izithembiso lezi ubona zani yize nje kuphela
ayize mfowethu njengokuthi nje yize lezi elithembiswa abantu nje asazi ukuthi kuyophetha ngani kunje kusho ukuthi nje siyahlala sekhoda izituba nje singalanto ezimdlayo nje silindela ama-left over nje bona besidla kamnandi nje
emzini yabo. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
nezikhulumeli zabo nje nazi obaba lakojuma lokho bekhuluma into eyodwa nje akuna-development ayikho nje into angayikhuluma mhlawumbe ebambekayo mhlawumbe ayisizeleke la abantu abaphetheke ophomaletheka ndaba ukuthi anganikeza nje abantu okukodwa nje ukuthi ngubani owepheka ndaba okuwathola isizwe nje uhulumente okuthi bamnyelele.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Lunga ungadina kusasa eh?
All right baba ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so Mr. Lunga is really bitter. He's in Johannesburg. He's saying, you know what, what this government is doing is not good. Because he says, long back during the Smith era,
right,
people used to access healthcare in a very easy way. But now it's a black government and it's doing the opposite. So he says he's not happy with it. And let's see what people are posting on Facebook. We've got people like Ebusani Mbuso Ntini, who says chiefs are getting 4x4s while nurses are not getting enough pay. Then Stephen Malaba writes, ZANU-PF never cares about the people. They're just filling up. These officials are just filling up their pockets. Then we've got Busani Moyo, who says, ZANU-PF recently bought new cars from outside the country. Where did they get that money? They should have channeled that money towards nurses. You see? People are talking, right?
Yeah. People maybe are not happy.
Let's go to Dr. Spanda and hear what he says about some of the issues.
Hello, Doc. Is he still there?
Dr. Spanda.
Dr. Spanda.
Yes, it was very interesting to hear your correspondent, your speaker from also South Africa. The story that he's relating is not new.
Right.
I've been in practice in this country for more than 30 years.
All right.
And the problem that is being discussed is a recurrent problem, which we started working on, I think, trying to rectify during the time that Ushe Okunze was Minister of Health, that is in the 1980s. So I believe that the policy directive may be defective because you need to prioritize certain sectors and certain services appropriately. You cannot, the health of a nation depends on the health of the health sector. We cannot have healthy sex workers without having a healthy sector. The amounts that I'm earning are salaries through our very professional nurses are the same level with what domestic workers are receiving. I do not know how that can be more disheartening for a professional person who has gone through a professional course and is absolutely dedicated to go to work, uniform or no uniform, and spend night at work trying to do the best that they can for the people that they care about. So I think there is a fundamental problem here in terms of prioritization of where funding should go. The health sector, I belong to it. I'm not a trade unionist, but I'm saying to you that the health sector is a core area for the rest of the economy. If Zimbabwe is open for business, as we are told, loud and clear, then the Zimbabweans that are going to offer the business must be healthy. And that health derives from the services of our doctors, our nurses, our laboratorians, and our pharmacies, and the rest of the health sector as a division.
Interesting.
And so I resonate with what the gentleman from South Africa has been saying.
All right. Now, we hear you, Doc. You hear what he's saying,
yes.
Right? Just hold for us there for a little bit. We have another guest on the phone. Let's hear what they have to say.
And what do we have?
It's Dr. Iris Shiripinda. She's with the Africa University. Dr. Shiripinda, hello?
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So we are discussing the situation in Zimbabwe right now, going on with these nurses on strike, demonstrating. We saw doctors demonstrating a few weeks ago, and we saw teachers joining in. And who knows, before we know it, it's probably going to be the whole of Zimbabwe. And as if it's making things any worse, we have a cholera outbreak. Harare is in trouble as we speak. And so we would like to get your take on what's happening.
Okay. Actually, I think what the gentleman was saying just before me is good. But I think we need to mainstream health into every sector. If we mainstream health into every sector, that means that every sector takes health into consideration, then I don't think we'd be having the problems that we are having now.
How do you explain that?
I think if everybody in the country matters, whether they are teachers, whether they are nurses, whether they are doctors, whether they are in other industry, they all matter. Health, if everybody... Health is not just from the curative part, you know. Like if you talk about doctors and nurses, we are now talking curative. People are already ill.
Mm-hmm.
But we can actually stay healthier if health is incorporated into each and every other sector. If the working environment of workers is safe, if they've got good working conditions. But of course, like they were saying, we need to prioritize. And at the moment, I think our hospitals are not at their best, if I can put it like that.
Dog, let me come in there a little bit. Nyadza muri kutaura idzi, guys. Ambuya vedu vari kwamupini wasvodoka ukahavambodzinzwisisa. Ndokumbirawo kuti tipati chikwachwa futi neshona. Mati healthy, what? Mati kudii.
Ndokutaura ka. Ndokuti zvo. Muzvinhu zvese zvinoitika. Tatakutaura kuti zvese zvinotaura kunyunyuta kuri kuita vana mukoti, manesi, nana chiremba, madokta, handiti. Totizvo ngatigadzirise ipapo. Asi ndikutaura kuti zvo ipapo akanaka kugadzirisa. Asi munhu wese anoita kuti zvinhu zvifambe, munhu wese ari munyika anoita kuti zvinhu zvese zvifambe. Saka utano hwedu haungove kunana mukoti, nana chiremba. Uko unotozoenda waakurwara. Saka pane zvatinokwanisa kuita kuti vanhu vange vatori vatano tisati tatombosvika pakunorwara. Saka tikaona kuti kana kuti vari kumaindastry vanoshanda ava, kushanda kwavo, mashandiro avo nemagariro avo akanga akanaka, ichiti vanotambira mari yakakwana, izvo zvatinganyotaura hedu nevakawanda vari kutambira mari, nokuti mabasa hakuna. Hakuna mabasa akawanda anokwana vanhu vese. Asi toti nhuvese akawana basa, anoona zvekuswera achiita. Anoonawo mari yokwanisa kutengawo chikafu. Anoonawo mari kana yekuzoenda kuzvipatara kana akurwara. Anowana mari yekwanisa kutandara, nekuti kutandara futi kunobatsira kuti unge uri mutano. Saka utano hunenge hwatopa chiri ari nani.
Saka Dr. Muru,
asi nokuti izvozvi zvinoita kunyanyochemera kuti ana mukoti nana chiremba gava zvinhu zvavo ngazvigadziriswe, nokuti vamomoterwa vanhu havana utanoka. Saka pari zvino tanyanyomomoterwa nevarwere. Saka taa kuti aiwa ava vavanyanyomomoterwa vane dambudziko zveshuwa mukaenda kuzvipatara munoona kuti vakaremerwa. Ana mukoti manesai ukaona makiu anenge ariko wozoona kuti munhu anenge achingonyorwa out of stock kureva kuti hakuna chii, hakuna mishonga zvinova kuti vakaremerwa. Saka pari zvino nokuti hasati akwanisa kuti vanhu vaite utano vasati vasvika pakurwara. Tinofanira kutoa kuti zvitoshandika zvana mukoti izvo zvinana chiremba ngavabatsirike sezvakaitwa ana chiremba. Tinosvikudza kuti zvinhu zvavo zvagadziriswa kubva kwati vana mukoti zvanga zvagadziriswa. Asi ndofunga kuti ana mukoti vangu
ngatimbokubatai muromo chiremba, musatange maenda, tichadzoka futi kwamuri manje manje. Uyamuzwa udoctor Shiripinda
kakhulu uyalibeka sibili laba ukuthi kumele kukhangelwe phela onesi, kukhangelwe amadokotela, kukhangelwe bonke abantu abasebenzayo. Wothi ke ubaba Ndlovu besesimbambise kakhulu, sibe sesimkhulula. Baba Ndlovu, akukhulumele abantu beZimbabwe ubatshele ukuthi kususela lamhla kuze kuyefika ilanga elithize labe lokho ligala limsebenzi kumbe kuyahamba njani, akukhulumele abantu sibili. Ndlovu,
hayi tinatimari zvetu siyakuiri msebenzini, tinasirira vantu, tinasasafunira kuti sizasevera vantu, but latesi chaiyo indlala. Now those musogulayo mukambise sibhedhlela, wena lavo ungakwanisi kuti dini, uyamufaka pasi phela ngoba lavo inoya kusile ndlala ntsho. So lapasi kuti sisilwa lada vagulayo, but silwa lesitimu yale esikolisa kuti kasatidiniwe phela. Positini sivathwale sivathini mitwalo kimahlombeti mkhulu kaye lati kavasizele kube lile ukuze sikhangela abantu abagulayo.
So valelisa Ndlovu sibili, utshela abantu ukuthi lizaphiwa imali kumbe azozeliphiwe, ubonani lizayisuza?
Tembeenova ngafuna mhlaka 19 sizayisuza, kodwa siyebela sesiyitholile, ngasingayitholanga lati siyathala sifune ezindlu zethu nomdlalo.
Endlovu, sibonge kakhulu Ndlovu, ungathini lakusasa baba? That is Ness Ndlovu is saying they won't go back to work until they get what is due to them. Honorable Joseph Juma, who's as well as Yakulum Ndlovu. I'm a Pichan civilly, poor Imalga Kulumen, dear Velangapis, Zwille, Utukulumen, this is only my Lananje, your first quarter, Alonia. So, poor Yakupa Konapoini, Kumbeguzim as well as Kamela.
Mbonakazi so kufuze ayenze njalo ngoba ngiyakhumbula mina ukuthi kona ku-budget onyaka lo sathi singasinika ama-MP sibambene sonke bhonse sanuphevele emdlini eparlamentarini saphisisa yalo ukuwaphuza i-budget unless the minister of finance i-budget allocation for e-health sector, and he ended up doing that. So we know for a fact that e-health sector was their budget armed, and therefore, Korogwe Marokona, our Chubamirukana, the sector, like everyone is saying, the health sector touches everybody. It touches the teachers, the mine workers, the ordinary citizens. So we need to say in such a way, it becomes priority number one. It must get the biggest chunk of the cake or whatever is there. Whether it was a good look, it's a good look at whatever point.
Yeah, you know, what makes people angry is that they saw very new cars that were purchased by ZANU-PF. And you bought these guys from outside the country. Why didn't you guys channel that money towards nurses and doctors? Briefly, 1 minute, Baba Chum.
But we can't mix those two things. ZANU-PF as a party has its own source of funding, which is different from the government funding. Right now, you want to say why is Jamaica going all over Zimbabwe and now you are in South Africa? It is money that being used there. The other time, one of the other ones, they used over $60,000 to hire passes and stuff like that. But imali evela ngabe average common salary is political parties, not as government. So what political parties do to finance themselves is different from what government must do to finance, to finance our ministers now. So those are two separate issues. Let's not politicize them at all. They are different. They're totally different.
Thank you, Mama Chumambonga Yakun. So let's go to Dr. Elo Buspanda. So, but Busan was suggesting that ZANU PF should actually auction those cars and then channel the money towards nurses. Anyway, people talk, you know.
Of course. I was hearing earlier today somebody was saying those cars were funded for by an independent businessman from South Africa. Interesting concepts there.
Yeah.
We will still have to find out.
So 2 minutes each, maybe, okay. Dr. Sibanda.
Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. We're getting to the end of the show. Probably your last words to the listeners before we close down in a minute, so we can also get the others to wind down.
I think it's interesting that Honorable Chuma is saying that the government and the government and the party are different. We hope so.
Mm-hmm.
We hope so.
Okay.
But I think the impressions that are being created are what is important. People create this impression of a conflation between government and party, which is why they say that they may think of auctioning their cars to the doctors. But I think the underlying problem in Zimbabwe is that the economy is very weak. It's on its knees. And they cannot really raise the funding to pay for these sectors.
All right.
They will always be knee-jerk reactions to strike. And this strike may actually increase because there is a lot of dissatisfaction. I'm not happy.
Doctor.
Paid with is the same as a housemate.
Dr. Sibanda. I'm afraid we have to end it there today, but thank you so much for coming in. We will give Dr. Oh, there's
a caller. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the caller before Dr. Shiripinda gives her last words. Hello?
No, I think...
Nobed. Mkoma Nobed.
Hello?
Yes, Baba. Murisei. Master Sarwa, nema minute mashoma in 1 minute. Kandayo mafungiro enyu mudariro tisati taenda.
Maonera angu, it's very unfortunate that urumente edu yaka assume power without assuming the responsibilities of power. To them, power is everything and it's only what they want. They don't want to take responsibility. Kune mota dzakawana dzichipinda recently. They are saying dzakadhonetwa, but kana iri hurumende iri concerned navanhu, why can't they source the donations for the health sector?
Mashoko mahomba, you hear what he's saying.
Yes, thank you.
Unfortunately, we have to cut the brother and let go. Mukoma nguva yedu yati perera regai tipe Dr. Shiripinda mukana vatuonekewo nevatereri mashoko enyu ekupedzisira in 10 seconds, Doctor.
All right, ndinotizvo kana paitika dambudziko rekunyinyita kwemanesi kana madoctor zvichizosolvwa ngazvisolvwe nenguva. Tiri kurasikirwa neupenyu, vanhu vari kuremara nekunonoka kugadzirisa zvino. Takana shizo gadziswa ngazvigadzirise kutora mwedzi kuti ana chiremba wadzokere kubasa nguva yakawandisa hazvifanirwi kudaro kana kuti manesi atombenge asiri kubasa vanhu vachifa hazvifanirwi kudaro togadzira infrastructure nekutsvaga equipment.
Nguva yedu ndo yatiitira majerasi nhasi dok dai takurumbidza kutanga tatanga kare ingadai tanyatsokurukura zvakanaka, but we thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Elopi Sibanda, who is a medical practitioner, Honorable Joseph Chuma, a member of parliament for ZANU-PF, he is in charge of Pelandaba Popoma. Ness Ndlovu, he actually did very well, I think. And then Dr. Iris Shiripinda. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I am Evans Zininga. Until we meet again here, Studio 7 Live Talk, Mo Sara Zaganaga. You have a wonderful evening.